Okay, it's never too early to start preparing for Purim, so I think maybe from now up until Purim, Rosh Hashanah, we're going to do some Purim Shilas. Rav Zilberstein once got the Shila on when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. There's a person who unfortunately had, you know, he had a lot of work to do, and he no one should really be working on Purim, but if a person had to work, he came home and he had one choice, he had one mitzvah to be able to do. Mikra Megillah or light candles. I don't know why he couldn't light candles. If you have enough time to do Megillah, then you have enough time to light candles, but he wanted to basically say, which one would a person do? Mikra Megillah or light Ner of Shabbos? So he gives both sides of the coin. You know, he loves these things. If you have two, remember we did it earlier in the year by Sukkot, right? Rosh Hashanah and Kippur also. So he gives both sides of the coin. Because the Prima Gadim, Mishpachot Zav, Simon Tov Reish Pei Zayin, Sifkat and Gimel, that has a suffix. When Purim falls on Shabbos, right, does a person have a chiyuv now? But let's say a person only has enough money to do Mishloach Manos or for near Shabbos. So he wanted to say, what's the whole point of Mishloach Manos? If the whole point of Mishloach Manos is for Pursuming Nisa, well, we know that Pursuming Nisa is beaten up by Shalom Bais. Where do we know that? From Hanukkah, right? Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Shabbos that says that if a person only has enough money to buy Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles, right, the whole inning of Hanukkah candles, Pursuming Nisa, then Shalom Bais would beat that out. Shalom Bais would beat out Pursuming Nisa. So on one hand, it looks like maybe when it comes down to the Ner Shabbos, it's all about Shalom Bais. Maybe Ner Shabbos would do that before Mikra Megillah. Then he quotes Rav Yosef Engel in the Sefer Beis HaOtzar, Chelek Alv Klal Samech Vav, that basically turns around the whole thing on its head. When Purim falls out on a Friday, what happens? Which mitzvah comes in first, Ner Shabbos or Mishloach Manos? Mishloach Manos, right? The whole day, person has a chiv to do Mishloach Manos, right? Only at the end of the day on Friday does the chiv of Ner Shabbos come in. So therefore, we have the principle called Ein Ma'avin or Al Mitzvos, right? If a mitzvah comes through your hand, you're not able to, you shouldn't pass it up. If you have a time to do it, right? Your mother asks you to take out the garbage, you'll say, oh, I'll take it out after the Super Bowl. I'll take it out after the episode of 24, whatever. No, you have a chiv of mitzvah right then and then to do it. You could press pause on the DVR, whatever it is, or whatever type of DVR you have, and right, because you have a mitzvah right then and there to be able to do it. So it says, then maybe Mishloach Manos would be able to beat out Ner Shabbos because Ein Ma'avir Al Mitzvos. He then adds an amazing thing. He then adds a second reason why Mishloach Manos maybe would beat out Ner Shabbos. What's the whole Indian of Mishloach Manos? As Daniel said so beautifully to me yesterday, right? There's a machlokas. Is it to be able to give the poor people food to have at their Suda, or is it to be able to establish Achtus and establish Ava? And that's exactly what the Manos Halevi, our second Manos Halevi, second day in a row, quoting from Rav Shlomo Alkovitz, the famous author of Lecha Dodi, who writes in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yotes, and Megillas Esther, that the reason Mishloach Manos is what? Is to create this Ava, and create the love, and Kiruv, and Achtus. So it looks like, so there's enough, so on one hand you have the Ner Shabbos to have Shalom Bayis, but then on the other hand you have Mishloach Manos, which is also to create Shalom Bayis between friends and families, and also we have the principle of the Ein Ma'avin Al Mitzvos. At the end of the day, he proves in the Mishnah Berurah that the Ner Shabbos, we know that it comes before Kiddush, because Kiddush is only mitzvah derabanan, which is mashma, that a mitzvah daraisa isn't docha and mishim Ner Shabbos. The Ner Shabbos is not docha because of a mitzvah derabanan, but we do know that Mikra Megillah, according to some poskim, does push off a mitzvah daraisa. And where do you know that? That's the famous shita of the Taz in Simon Tav Reish Pei Zayin Sif Katan Beis, that Mikra Megillah Adif afilu mitzvah daraisa, and then that's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Mikra Megillah Adif mi Talmud Torah, right? Talmud Torah is a mitzvah daraisa, right? So when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, he doesn't paskin, but he definitely sides with choosing the mitzvah Hayom, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, and the Meretz Hashem, when it comes down to it, in America this year, Purim falls on a Thursday, but in Eretz Yisrael, Shushan Purim falls on a Friday. So this Shiloh would, you know, let's say someone has a crazy, crazy Erev Shabbos and a crazy day, the Shiloh would come up. And Emir Tashem Shvizocha to Mikhaim, all the mitzvahs Hayom, Emir Tashem, this year coming up Purim. And the more we prepare for the day of Purim, the more Emir Tashem will be able to appreciate it. Amen.